Talking today with Josh Bashan, of course, our State Extension canola specialist. Josh, great crowd today here at this 9th Annual Winter Canola Conference. You've got day one here. Of course, Alta's still to come, but what, 350 or more folks here looking and learning about canola?
Yes, excellent turnout. I'd like to think they came because of canola, not just because it was rainy, but we have a lot of interest out there. They're really motivated about learning more about canola, so it seems like we got good feedback from them. Like you said, excellent turnout, about 350. We look forward to see how many we get down in Altus. So a lot of interest in this area, obviously, and it keeps growing every year.
Tell me a little bit, give us maybe a little bit of a review of the 2013 crop that we're now, have just now really finished up with. It's in the bin and everything.
Just like our winter wheat in the area, it's been very variable across the state, you know. So we had some areas that were really hit harder than other areas with the drought. So some guys exceeded their expectations, and a lot of guys were happy with what they achieved. It was still comparable with what their winter wheat made as far as yield, and they still came out on top as far as the economics. So there, a lot of producers are very pleased, but the yields weren't there like we should have if we got more rain.
But what would you say, you know, what was the range of yields, and maybe that more that medium or that one that where you saw more yields in that range than anything else?
Obviously, the yields range from zero. I've heard some guys getting over into the mid-50 bushels, so 55 bushels. Probably a good average for the state would probably be around 25 to 30 bushels, somewhere in there. This year, we're kind of at that lower range probably for the state. So still comparable to what we've had, especially with what we've been through this year. I'm very pleased.
Early ideas on what you think might be out there for 2014.
2014, we have a lot of guys looking forward to it. We got a lot of the seed salesmen saying that they're already starting to book a lot of seeds, so we're going to already know that we're going to have another increase in acreage. How big that increase is will yet to be determined, obviously, but last few years we've doubled in acres, or not doubled, but 50% increase in acres last 3 years, so I don't see any reason why we can't continue that trend.
One thing, if you had one thing you wanted to try to share with a guy that's a rookie, looking at this thing maybe for the, he maybe grew it last year, but you know, maybe it's brand new to him, and he said, I want to give it a try. What would you tell him?
Focus a lot of your resources on getting a good stand. If we have an excellent stand, that we can tolerate a lot more other stresses, drought, insects, disease, what have you. So getting a good crop established plays big dividends the rest of the year.
I know that the one of the worries I've heard from some canola producers, wheat producers, that especially that have got some no-till or low-till type set up for their operation, they're worried about, you know, being able to do canola successfully.
Canola and no-till systems in this area have been real variable as far as the outcomes. Some years where we have a mild fall, we can get that crop established like we should. In other years, like this past year where the fall was extremely dry and we had some early October freezes and we didn't have the plant size and the root size that we needed, obviously it just got compounded with that residue issues. So with no-till, I'm trying to get guys to plant a little bit earlier to get a little bit bigger plant size going into the winter. So there are some issues, but most of them can be managed, and we have quite a few producers being very profitable with it.
I know this, in your presentation, you had a couple of slides of talking about trying to do a little bit of cleaning right along that row if you've got a low till or got some stubble or some trash on the field.
Yeah, especially in heavy residue situations where we have a thick thatch out there, we really want to get that mat out of the furrow. We want to see soil in that seed furrow to allow that plant to put its growing point, its crown, on the soil surface. If we have a thick mat out there and we use a low disturbance drill where it doesn't move that residue, the plant will put that crown above that residue, and the further away we get the crown from the soil, the more prone it is to freezing out. So getting that residue out of the seed furrow is a big factor in winter survival.